Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna be mad. It's like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Grand The Game Radio with your host DJ Smell, an international call.
Hail, from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite Night.
Interface complete.
Weed left. Weed Day Wednesday.
Yeah, long ass name, but that's what's going on, man. Y'all already know. It's going to be a long day, people. Long day. Because you ain't got the herbals, man. Shit just drags the fuck on. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good because we're going to keep it hood. And get into some songs, and then do what we do 2 hours long. You know what I'm saying? Let's jam on out. Get into some good crazy ass conversation. Talk about some crazy shit, man. Get y'all some enlightenment going on and all that shit. Check me out. I'm on exact.com, xat.com/DJ Smell So Good with a S. Homie Hangout, H-O-M-I-E, Homie Hangout. Check out my new little chat room slash web page. And, yeah, I got some new shit going down. And I'm waiting on about 500 more page views, and then we're going to be celebrating the 10,000 page view show. You know what I'm saying? Already at over 10,000 listeners, over 12,000 now. And they already did the 1-year anniversary. So, you know, we setting milestones up in this thing. You know what I'm saying? And we breaking records, so it's been real big. And I've also hooked up with the new international co-host from the Netherlands, Mr. Sayonai. Yeah. And coming soon, man, we're about to move on over to the Paranormal Soup Network, a.k.a. the Pea Soup Network. And it's going down real big, man. Everybody be tripping over the pea soup. But, yeah, because that's what we're going to be doing. You know what I'm saying?
After seeing what happened around the world, it is time for us to play businesses. Well, I'm just that. Just create new wealth for other people. It's time to help
do
each
it.
Other. Reach down. If we only remember to do one thing, we can be successful every minute. People.
Pass the light.
Pass the torch. We can't see the flames. We can't see the flames. Share the torch. It's time to see fame. It's time to see fame. Pass the torch. Pass the torch.
Help me, help me, and that's how we buy with cost. And I'll buy your boss.
Educate yourself, get on the board, and I ain't talking about diving off. And we dying off, but y'all don't hear me though. We get it done and we fear we imperial. You ain't killed nothing, the government studio. It's silly though, the white ones really know.
We love you, baby, but God love you back.
We fix it too, just pass the torch so someone else can fix it too. They got a state by the river, paid off in December. And think, I was late in November. Black support, stop passing snore.
Don't let that stop you.
Homie, pass the torch.
Pass the torch. We can't see the flames. We can't see the flames.
I know now.
Y'all know where to find me, you know what I'm saying? That's how we get down, baby.
It's time to get this thing started, get some more weed news going out the wonderful way. You know what I'm saying? They're doing his best Chuck Berry. Right. Shouts out to Torque 64, man. You know what I'm saying? And doing it real big up in here. One of our youngest, oldest fans. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big, man. Appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? And it shows you how diverse the world is, man. Y'all listening to a 30-year-old black brother from the hood, man. You know what I'm saying? Straight out of Shreveport, Hillsborough County. You know what I'm saying? In the middle of the red zone. But don't underestimate the power of the handicap. you already know, man. Hey, I want to read something to y'all real quick, man. Now, shouts out to Miss Computer Lady. She sent me this long as... something. You know how people send them chain letters and all that shit. You know what I mean? She sent me this super duper long chain letter. I got 20 minutes in order to send it back to 10 friends. Right. Nah, I won't be doing that. But, yeah. Oh, my bad. Yeah, I forgot. I'm also, I'm reading my emails, right? Marty Torres of the Marty Torres Show and the Vim Radio Network. She hit me up, you know what I'm saying, asked me would I be interested in coming over to the Vim Radio Network. And it's crazy because she had this name page for like forever. And I signed up on it back in the days, but she done totally switched that motherfucker up to where it's like, damn. The bitch look funky fly fresh, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, it was pretty cool, you know what I'm saying? So, she's inviting me over, but like I told her, you know what I'm saying, we're getting ready to take off and blast off over here to www.paranormalsoup.network. ParanormalSoupNetwork.com. And you know, so when we get that up and running and get that established, then you know, I'll come back through and do what it does. Yeah. So let me read something to you that she sent me, though. She sent me this. It's pretty cool, man. I felt inspired, you know what I'm saying, after reading it. And she sent it to me a couple of days. Oh, no, she sent it to me like day before yesterday. And if I could find the damn shit. Alrighty then. Look at that. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, well, I thought I did. What the fuck happened to all the songs? All right, people, y'all got to hold on because I got to figure out what the fuck I did with the damn songs now, you know what I'm saying? And, it seemed like I upload too much music and I lose track of all my shit that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, shouts out to Raven. Yeah. And, yeah, the whole Mighty Thought Ahead Network. Linda Lee's my virtual wife, girl. Better tighten up. Oh, oh, no, no mind on telling that. Tighten up, motherfucker. You better tighten up. Give me my ring. Oh, that in the closet. That in the closet. All right, here we go. Let me switch on over here to my hotmail. I got like 1,000 email addresses, too. You got all these damn email addresses, man. You got to go running, checking this one, running, checking that one. There we go. And shouts out to Matthew Connolly for coming through, representing Aerial Publicity. They send me a lot of music. I just don't use their shit, you know what I'm saying? But since he contacted me directly and showed some interest, hey, I'll fuck with you. And, yeah, it's going down like that. All right, where is... Let's talk. There we go. Yeah. It's coming from Mari Torres. I don't steal no info, and I don't steal no quotes. Steal no favorite, I have to show the whole content. But I don't steal quotes and all that. You know what I'm saying? When people do good shit, you know what I'm saying? I just pass that good shit on to other people. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's how you do it. So let me drop some porn music off on you real quick. Nah, I think I do Special Friend. Yeah, this is good Special Friends music right here. You know what I'm saying? And I can't do the stand up in the damn closet thing. You know what I'm saying? David Carradine, I already took care of that for all the guys. You know what I'm saying? There will be no closet sex in America. You can go leave that in Bangkok. Shout out to the VIM Radio Network, man. A division of Visions in Motion. Limited Liability Corporation. This says Infinier. Infinier. Yeah, you can't look up a definition, but we do have one for you. Special name given to a special lady, but it applies to special people all over the world. So if it sounds like you, yeah, damn it, wear it. If it don't, get like it. An infinionaire, a person who is not concerned with money, yet attracts it endlessly through the process of living on purpose in their passion. An infinionaire's profits cannot be totaled because the amount... it's infinite. Yeah. Money has played a number on all of us, and we have forgotten the value of people. We are driven, blindsided by the desire to attain money. And the character of a person could be toxic and venomous, but if they have money, we make allowances to stay in good, such as our government and our president and everybody else that talk about ruling another fucking person. We treat people according to how much money they have, and we don't value potential at all if we ever did. The world is in a panic because there is a so-called recession, which I've been saying that since the so-called start of it, and we are running at a breathless pace chasing money, completely enslaved by the thought that money will give us freedom. Money will give us things that we want so that we can be happy. Money will solve all problems. We are convinced that cash rules everything around us, and I ain't talking about cream. You know what I'm saying? But it does not. You know, we rule our own existence and our own destiny. We run the show. We choose what we get, even when we don't know what we are choosing, that we are choosing it. You know what I'm saying? But we still run the show. Our minds run our lives. We have to maintain control of our minds at all times. We have to learn how to set the filters in our brains. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers really don't. You know what I'm saying? They don't even understand. Think they got filters in the fucking brain. But did you do, people? You know what I'm saying? It's called decision making. That's what, you know, a filter is. The ability to make a decision. You know what I'm saying? And filter that shit from the left to the right. Okay, well, I'm going to smoke weed and I'm not going to drink. Okay, so I put the weed on the left and the drink on the right. Yeah. You're filtering that shit out, people. We don't want to limit our intake of knowledge and content. We want to categorize it so that we know where to put the garbage. You know what I'm saying? We are influenced by what we see on tell lies through a vision, which I always say. And we allow it to tell us what exists and what is real. And we define our lives through this medium. We care way too much about what other people who are also influenced by the media think about who we are, how we live, and what we accomplish. Now, me personally, I can give a fuck about the media. That's why I don't watch TV, except for Comedy Network, you know what I'm saying, Comedy Central, and because life is a fucking joke. And if you ain't looking at that way and getting a good laugh off of it, then you the fucking joke. And you the one getting laughed at, you know what I'm saying? Just like bitches running around panicking and shit. Oh, no! Billions of jobs have been lost. Take a step back, and when that shit first happened, how many McDonald's closed down since the so-called recession? How many Burger Kings? How many Wendy's? How many CVS? How many Walgreens? How many Walmarts? How many motherfucking BP gas stations? You know what I'm saying? And these are all outside influences that are un-American, that are running America. You know what I'm saying? And you ain't never hear these motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, talking about it was a recession. Oh, we got to lay bitches off. Walmart wasn't laying motherfuckers off. You know what I'm saying? They might have laid bitches off so they could save them some quick cash and then hire all them same stupid motherfuckers back. You know what I'm saying? So they can get their names in the media. You know what I'm saying? So if you see that Walmart and them fired a million people, well, that's a million motherfuckers saying, damn, that's a job. Yeah. That's a job open. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit, I can go in and apply for me a job. No. You know what I'm saying? It ain't that part. That ain't what they're talking about. Real quick, let me. Be Mosayadai.
Yeah, what's up, buddy? What's
going
up?
Down. I'm reading. Uh-oh. Hey. Too loud. Night talk, yeah. But nah, the music was a little too loud. Shouts out to Ned and Ned up in this mofo flipper. You know what I'm saying? Eating poison. I mean McDonald's. I'm sorry. I meant food. I meant MSG. Yeah, suck it on down, lady. Yeah, wash that down with a Diet Coke. Yeah, that'll help out.
Aspartame MSG loaded Diet Coke.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, suck that aspartame down, baby. Oh, yeah. Throw 2 teaspoons of sugar on top. It'll make it all better.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Not rid of people. We are just joking. All right. Let me finish this up. I got like 3 little paragraphs left. And this is all talking about what an infinionaire is. Okay? An infinionaire. All right? A person with infinite possibilities in life. You know what I'm saying? That you know, can make decisions. You know what I'm saying? And they have a positive effect for infinity. You know what I'm saying? That's an infinionaire. You are a direct extension of the character that you portray. You know what I'm saying? You are magnificent. You are magnificent. Yeah, you know the big words. You know what I'm saying? Plus, it's, yeah, McDonald's. Yeah, you are McDonald's poison. Oh, I mean, no. Y'all McDonald's people. This is the lack of weed, people. Okay, this is what happens when there is no Mary Jane available. Okay, this
some.
Is weedless Weedsday Wednesday. I'm about to fucking smoke a roach the size of my fingertip. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. You know? Dang. But anyway, you are magnificent. You know, make the conscious choice to change the world through your actions. Acknowledge who you are. Operate from that magnificent that lives inside you. You know, recognize that everyone has the same potential and help nurture that potential when you can. Whether they choose to recognize it themselves is another story. You can, you know what I'm saying, give a person $1 million, but you can't make them a millionaire. It's like you can lead a horse to a motherfucking water, but you can't make them drink. So if the bitch kills over and you ain't got to ride home, well, I hope your feet is good, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? You better get a drink yourself and keep it moving. Yeah. I've always believed that my purpose was to do something really important, but I always thought that I had to be rich to attain it.
I kept thinking that I needed to do something that would make me rich so I could have the money that it takes to make changes in the world. So for the past 7 years, I have been living my dream. I have been living on very little money with the understanding that I am where I am supposed to be right now. I am watching as everything that I create in my mind manifests in my life, so I know what is coming. And this is Mari Torres's people. This is her quote. This is not my quote. I don't want anybody, you know, after I read this, y'all be like, what the fuck is he talking about? You know what I'm saying? When my fiance, all right, that has nothing to do with me, called me an infinionaire, it was as if God himself said, this is who you are. And the definition rolled off of my tongue like something that I forgot and just remembered. Money has no power, and it is simply a resource. People have the power. Man made and makes money. God made me, and you can't make God. Money doesn't change the world. People do, and I am, and so am I. I'm one of them. This is a time for positive change. Leaders, rise up and answer to your calling. The opportunity is everywhere. You have to open your mind's eye and also that third eye to see beyond the fucking veil, create the vision, see it, and keep it in motion. And that's her word. No, seriously, Empanera is the word. That's her word. That's Mari Torres, man. Y'all check out Mari Torres' show on Blog Talk Radio Network at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also on the Vim Radio Network at Mari Torres. .ming.com. That's MARITORES. And yeah, what the is all the going on?
The X chat, mute the sound. Oh. Messages coming
who
in.
Who the hell is Gooby, darling?
That's
oh, is
Nettie.
That Nettie? Oh, Net, you got to click on your name. If you click on Gooby, darling, you can change the name to your own name. And that's what I like about that too. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't Woman Tuesday. Trying to jump the gun and shit. You know, Tuesday is time to learn the language. I told her we was teaching Italian. Net is part something, goddammit, but she got some Italian in her, too. You know what I'm saying? So, and she can't speak the shit, though. So, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna put her on blast. Next Tuesday, bring your ass on the show. Ciao bella, or something like that. And, yeah, there you go. Grazie. See, I learned all that off of the Dan Rice and Ronan commercials. You know what I'm saying? Ciao, bella. Hola, Milo. Oh, sorry, people. Sorry about that, yeah.
Everybody else is doing it. If he can handle bennies and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs just to see what it's like.
If it's you have
marijuana.
It.
If
you have
I
it.
Had it. You know what I'm saying? What the... All right, we got Torque 64 all the way turned up to 64. I guess that's what that means. What does 64 mean? What happened?
I'll be right there.
Okay.
Oh.
He's a little far from the microphone, I guess.
Yeah, I think he's in the golden stall number 2. You know what I'm saying? Thanks for taking us everywhere there, Torque, and I mean everywhere. Oh, man, I had a couple of people call me from the Golden Stall number 2. I had a couple of females, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, where the hell are you at?
Yeah, you know that the Jekyll has a toilet bowl report on his show by a guy called Detox. So,
right, isn't that appropriate?
Man, I call
Detox.
You guys
he's at the shitter, people. You can't call us from the shitter, man. You know what I'm saying? No calling from the shitter, people. All right.
That's the best time.
Yeah, because you got us. You got a captured audience.
Hey, Smelly. Yeah, did you have fireworks on the 4th of July?
Yeah, we had some up this place.
What did you just ask me, brother?
If you guys had fireworks over there.
Lying!
On the 4th of July.
Little sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Sorry, people. I had to give him an award. I don't celebrate motherfucking 4th of July.
Okay. Well, we had fireworks. Hey, I just asked if you had fireworks. I didn't ask if you celebrated. Did you see fireworks out?
No, I didn't even see no goddamn fireworks, which was still fucking weird as hell. But these punk-ass rich motherfuckers down in the suburban area, they the motherfucking ones that always do the goddamn, you know, shooting fireworks shit off. And, you know, these motherfuckers, they can spend $100,000 to get on a goddamn pirate ship and throw some fucking beads out and show titties on a damn pirate ship, which ain't got shit to do with shit. But when it comes to goddamn they so-called Independence Day, these some of the bitches don't fork out no fucking money.
Well, we have,
you know what I'm saying? No big fireworks shows for the kids. No nothing. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't shit for the kids. You know what I'm saying?
We had fireworks on the 6th of July, yesterday.
Oh, yeah? On the 6th. What the fuck is that? What is that about? Oh, that's just after the after fireworks sale and shit, when all the fireworks
No. We don't have fireworks in July. It's not even allowed, but we placed for the finals of the World Cup, so people were celebrating.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations to the Netherlands, man, for you know what I'm saying? Was it placing in the finals or winning the finals?
Placing the finals. Still another match tonight in 1.5 hours between Spain and Germany, and then we know who we got to play in the finals.
Oh, okay.
Very
well,
cool.
That's like
that.
Sorry, Tom?
Yeah,
I was thinking about going to Amsterdam. I sent you the video of the party yesterday in Amsterdam. I was thinking about going there for the finals on Sunday.
Right.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah. Huge crowd.
Where was that video out on that YouTube with all the orange people jumping around?
Yeah, that was on YouTube, yeah.
Hey, where that link at, man?
I'll get it.
Find a link.
Yeah, sure.
And if everybody wants to actually watch the video, go to exact.com/DJ Smell So Good's homie hangout, and you can watch it live. With everybody else. Check these out. That's what I was waiting on her to say. Sorry, people. I had to do that joke.
Smelly, what did you do for the 4th of July, man?
I don't celebrate the 4th, brother. I was working.
Uh-oh.
I'm not a Muslim or anything. I celebrate June 19th. June 19th is you know, the southern black folks' Independence Day. That's when we got freed from slavery officially. So that is our Independence Day.
No shit.
Yeah, that's what I celebrate. But I don't do the fireworks and all that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Ours is more, you know, barbecue and partying. And next year I'm gonna be doing getting into more cultural customs. You know what I'm saying? Because I mean, the 4th of July it doesn't have any symbolism behind it. You know what I'm saying? When you look at the TV, they don't do no kind of specials on it. They don't, you know what I'm saying? They don't put no kind of reasoning behind it. You know, fuck ass Christmas come up, they give you all these goddamn Christmas stories and all this bullshit. Halloween come up, you got fucking Halloween Town and all this other kind of fag shit come up. But when the only motherfucking day that really should mean something to every so-called American, you don't see no kind of goddamn specials on TV. No explanation of what the fuck, you know, symbolizes July 4th, what it means, why we just shooting fireworks. You know what I'm saying? That's all they make it about is, oh, this is the time you go and buy, spend all your fucking money on fireworks and blow your goddamn arm off.
That's a really, really good point. I don't celebrate it for like a vision, like you say, because there isn't any, you know, except a bunch of English dudes firing some rifle into the freaking woods, you know. It's like,
you know what I'm saying? What the fuck is that? Somebody
yeah, like,
really tell me, like, what's symbolic about July 4th? Because
yeah,
if this was supposed to be our so-called independence from Great Britain, and we are still buying our fucking oil, our fucking gas, and our fucking liquor from the motherfuckers who we supposed to gotten our freedom from, I think we are the ones that are dumb and still not free.
Well, you know that. Cyanide knows that. Nettie knows, right?
It's like, come on, man. What? You do. What is that sign? Now you got a bunch of fucking zeros or something behind your name. What is that?
Ah, okay. That's
see all the little boxes.
Scenery?
Oh, okay. You're trying to be cool. I understand, brother. That's not cool. It doesn't show anything. Shit. Y'all know we on the other chat. You know what I'm saying? Did you broadcast it? Oh, okay. Let me broadcast. There we go. Yeah. Everybody should be able to see the big crowd. They hear the vuvuzelas. You know what I'm saying? We don't party like this. You imagine if we got together and everybody tried to party like this. You have, where the police at?
They're there.
Are they in the crowd and shit?
Yeah, and around it. A few cameras pointing from up downwards, so not really a chance of riots in events like this.
Man.
Okay.
Yeah,
this is the Netherlands. Who is okay? So who's the orange?
Orange team is the color of the Dutch shirt.
Oh yeah. But why in the hell y'all waving a Cuban flag?
A Cuban flag? Where do you see a Cuban flag?
Uh-oh.
Red, white, and blue. Ain't that the damn Cuban flag?
That's Dutch.
God damn. Well, what the fuck America got red, white, and blue for then? What the fuck? The color's already taken, god damn it. Somebody's going, we got to do some fisticuffs over the flag. I'm going to war for America. This is, they won't do it. Fuck it, I'm fighting for the flag. God damn it. We want our colors. I'm lying like a motherfucker. None of them colors. Explain what the colors are supposed to mean in the red, white, and blue.
I have to look it up, I guess.
Oh, look at this unpatriotic shit. You just as unpatriotic as Americans. God damn, man.
I don't know. Hey, it's been a while since I had that in school.
It's got to be a school project to be patriotic, huh?
Well, the stripes were the colonies, right?
Oh, the red, white, and blue means...
The stars. Listen, red is for the blood that was supposed to be shed. Blue is for a blue-blooded American. I forgot what the hell white is, but we can all kind of get that. Just because if it was a black fucking stripe on there, what would anybody else think? Hey, you know what I'm saying? And then you got the 13 stars that represented the first 13 original colonies, or the 13 stripes that represented the first 13 original colonies. And you had the stars represents the first states or some shit like that. One of the two. Not that I, you know, really give two shits of a damn, but you know what I'm saying? That's the story that they told us, you know what I'm saying, in school. That's how I leave it. But somebody, hold on.
Yeah, when I was young, it was just a circle and there's only 13 stars.
God damn. Well, yeah, because before that, it wasn't nothing. When you look up the first flag, the first American flag, it wasn't shit on the goddamn flag. How it evolved to this shit that we got nowadays, I don't fucking know. I really don't fucking know.
The Dutch flag used to be orange, white, blue.
Orange, white, and blue.
Orange, white, and blue. I think that's what. Yeah, and then U-Haul got those colors, right?
No, they changed that after the Second World War because the NSB thought that was the real colored flag and something like that, so they changed it around. I don't know why.
How about this? July 7th, Independence Day in the Solomon Islands. Tanabata in Japan and Ivan Kupala Day in Russia and Ukraine. As if I knew what all that was, but all right. Yeah. You know what the hell is a Kupala Day? Lake view of the pyramids. I didn't know those pyramids. The pyramids of Indianapolis. Wow.
Pyramids all over the world.
Yep. They're beacons, people. They're communication beacons. They don't want you to know that, though. Go get your aluminum foil and put it on. Start communicating. Or your armadillo hat. Fucking armadillo hat. Oh, man. Sorry, people. I was watching a movie the other day, and the guy was like, man, I got beamed up, and ever since I've been beamed up, I've been making these armadillo hats. I've been killing armadillos and making armadillo hats because it blocks off of the transmission rays from outer space. Oh, okay. The oldest state flag still in use is Denmark's 13th century Dannebrog. So
The red flag with the white cross.
Yeah, Denmark. Shouts out to you. Flag is a piece of fabric, piece of crap, often flown from a pole or mast. Oh, sorry, people. Generally used symbolically for whatever symbols. Yeah. For signaling or identification. It's most commonly used to symbolize a country. The term flag is also used to refer to the graphic design employed by a flag or to its depiction in another medium. Or it can mean you've been warned or you've been penalized. You've been flagged! Yeah. All right. I'm looking for our shit. Where the hell is our shit? Use of flags spread from India and China, where they were almost certainly invented. Because when you look on the back of a fucking American flag, what does it say? China. Yeah.
Maybe China.
Yeah, ain't no maybe. That's what it says on the back of the goddamn American flag. Fucking China.
Yeah.
What kind of made in America bullshit is that? You got goddamn Ford trucks and all this other kind of fuck shit that's supposed to symbolize the strength of America. Then Ford turns around and be the raggediest goddamn car on the road. Like, what the hell happened with that? You know what I'm saying? It turned out to be the first, when it first came out, Ford was good-ass trucks. They were good, strong American trucks. Now that we're in the goddamn mass-producing commercial age and trying to keep up with the goddamn Joneses, you know what I'm saying? You got fucking recalls after recalls. Not even Toyota. You know what I'm saying? Imported cars, which used to be the best shit. Now these motherfuckers are trying to mass produce shit to get them over here and screw over the American people. And now we are in what we in. Crappy ass cars. About to be riding fucking Yugos again in a minute. You know what I'm saying?
And think of the jobs that would stay in America if they produced the cars here or just in the country where they are sold, the cars.
Man.
Because all the production is moved to the low wages countries, and that's why people over there don't have a job, because most of the plants, the factories are moved over to the low wages countries. So there are no jobs. That's the bullshit.
Shout out to Nettie. Our daughter was on the phone. Tell her, hey, get your ass in school. What are you doing on the phone? Oh, my bad. You know. The Dutch flag is the oldest tricolor flag. And what the hell is our flag at now? Flag of Argentina, flag of Turkey, Pan-African colors, flag of Iran, the Union flag or the Union Jack, France, flag of Russia, flag of, where the fuck is the flag of the United States? Goddamn. Then this brings up that important question. You know what I'm saying? They talk about every other country's flag, but we don't have a flag, people. The United States does not have a flag. We bought or we bid off another country's image of what a flag should be, but we can't even come up with our own original shit. That's why they came up with the 13 American shits, which really wasn't. You know what I'm saying? More colonies back then, man. We colonized the shit. How in the hell was only 13? You can't believe all them stories, man. I just don't believe all this. We not here, people. When I look up flags, there's no mention of the United States American flag. Look it up. Matter of fact, fuck that. Y'all look it up for me. Somebody do what I can't do. You know what I'm saying? There you go. Look that up. Oh, let me drop it on both sides, you know.
You know what cracked me up about this border thing? You guys into this Mexican shit that's going on?
Hell no. Hell no, because the only thing these motherfuckers is doing, in my opinion, is bringing more drugs over now than they ever did before.
Got that right.
And all they're using is you know, I see it.
Yeah.
They're standing flat.
Well, you know what could happen both ways, Smelly Cyanide and Eddie, is when you put good borders up, especially a really, really strong wall, cyanide...
You got the Berlin fucking wall.
You got the Berlin wall. Now, who's going out? Who wants to come in and who wants to leave? Now, if they create
that's the only way you can regulate
all the settlement they're talking about in America, and you go to get out of town, try and cross that border to Mexico, because Mexico is going to look real good to you when your own kind is saying, we're going to put a hole in your back of your head. You know, Mexico's not a bad place.
No, man.
Oh, man, that's a really well-made wall. Holy shit, I'm walled in. It's like a Twilight Zone movie.
Just like the Berlin Wall, that son of a bitch came down too.
Right.
So one thing about Americans and versus other countries, we some sadistic motherfuckers. I mean, with the whole melting pot of minds, we are some sadistic motherfuckers. We will do some nasty, dangerous, crazy shit. Some very diabolical shit. You got fucking 12-year-olds making pipe bombs in the goddamn basement.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Other countries don't have exposure to shit like that. You believe you me? You know what I'm saying? When shit hits the fan, our youth are going to fuck some shit up. Our youth know how to protect us better than we know how to protect ourselves. They carrying pistols in my neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? Little motherfucking 6-7-year-olds, they got pistols. They got motherfucking, they'll pull a 4-5 out on you. You know what I'm saying? Bigger than they goddamn body. You know?
4-5? Like,
a 4-5, a 45 caliber pistol.
I know.
A 38. A 9mm. I mean, these kids are carrying weapons.
How far would that launch a 6-7-year-old kid if they would fire a 45?
Man, shit. All right. You thinking it's a game. These little son of bitches go to target practice, and these stupid American parents take their kids to gun ranges, teach them how to shoot. same fucking story with the Columbine motherfuckers. Their parents, daddy taught them how to shoot rifles, make bombs and all this dumb shit. What the fuck you think a goddamn bored-ass kid is going to do if he ain't putting his ass in school or in some good education courses and stuff? That's just like putting him in the prison. You know what I'm saying? And thinking he ain't going to learn the prison ways.
I do understand. Go ahead, Thor.
Take my kids, for instance. When they were homeschooled, two that went off into the Army, but my oldest one, when he was 12 years old, I caught him out in the shed having two microwave ovens he took apart and took the cathodes out of them, and he was cooking a hot dog in midair on a stinking fork with the microwaves.
Wow.
Okay, now how can you deal with a mind like that if you got an insane 12-year-old with a microwave strapped on his ass yelling, "Don't hurt my dad"? You're right. We are sick. Yeah. And plus I have lathes and end mills and welding machines and all that stuff. So you're right, Smelly. I mean, we may act like a big old dummy, but I think when anything really going to get sweaty, it's going to
When shit hits the fan, I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a scary day, people. It's going to be a fucking scary day when you see kids. But let me run all of that back, because this is what I seen last night, and kids are so impressionable. You know what I'm saying? That young mind is so impressionable that, you know, that's why motherfuckers join gangs and all this other shit. I was watching Blood Diamond. You seen the movie Blood Diamond?
Nope.
Where it's based out of South Africa, and it's all over that one diamond that the fucking dude. It was all over diamonds. You know what I'm saying? So that at the beginning of the movie, you know what I'm saying? Who did you see sitting around at the fucking round table?
wasn't no Africans in there discussing the Africa's future. You know what I'm saying? How we finna bring military in here? How we finna control so we can get the motherfucking resources out of here? You know what I'm saying? The African people don't give a fuck about diamonds. It holds no luster. It's a rock. It's a goddamn rock. It's a goddamn shiny rock. You know what I'm saying? But because other people, you know what I'm saying, have found some significant use for it and have placed a value upon it, how the hell can we get it up out of here? We're not going to pay the Africans, you know what I'm saying, and make them rich because they don't even know what the fuck they got. So why should they benefit off of what they, you know what I'm saying, knowledge is power. So if you don't have the knowledge, you don't have the power. So through that whole fucking movie, you know what I'm saying, you got Africans killing Africans, you know what I'm saying, they're all working for the white man in hopes to get these goddamn diamonds. Diamonds, people. And what they did, it wasn't a bunch of grown-ass Africans running around. These sick, sadistic motherfuckers went and got kids, trained these goddamn kids. And I mean, they didn't just get, you know, have a camp set up for kids to train them and shit and say, hey, if you kids want to train, come on over here. They went village to fucking village, murdered everybody in the goddamn village, and then kept the fucking kids and turned the kids into mercenaries. So it's points in the movie, man, you know what I'm saying, which me made me want to kick the fucking, you know what I'm saying, TV over. But, you know, this is the life in which we live, you know what I'm saying? So you can't take everything to heart unless you're going to go out there and actually do something about it, you know, which is in turn what the fuck I'm focused on now, you know what I'm saying? Because that was the scariest shit to see a fucking 7-year-old with an AK-47. You talking about a 45.
Yeah.
These kids got AK-47s, and they mowing people down. They mowing down kids, mommies, daddies, babies, whatever the fuck is in the way, they just taught to mow it down, murder, blind, without thought. You know, and that's what we're dealing with right here in our own homeland, in your own backyard, with your own fucking kids. You know what I'm saying? This is what, you know, this is what you're coming up against. And if you don't know how to control your kids, and I don't mean mind control your kids, but I mean control your kids with the respect that they don't turn around and turn cold on your ass and kill you and the whole family. That's all I'm saying.
I understand that Americans defend their right to have guns, but I'm glad that it's not allowed over here.
I don't believe in that gun shit. Listen, I'm not no gun-toting whatever the fuck they want to try to call an American is. You know what I'm saying? I got a mentality, and I can use my hands. And if I can de-arm you, what the fuck is the purpose of your gun? And like I keep saying, we're in 2010, and the technology that we got out right fucking now, I mean, hell, they can goddamn fly a fucking plane over your damn state right now, hook a magnet to the bottom of the goddamn plane, just like them big-ass magnets that be at the fucking scrapyard that pick up cars, fly over y'all motherfucking gun-toting dumb asses and suck all your fucking guns up. Now, what the fuck is that? And I said that the other day. What the hell a gun gonna do for you?
The issue with guns for me is that there are a lot of people that have a really, really short fuse, and it's not allowed here, so there are not a lot of people that have guns. So it mostly ends in a fist fight or something like that. But if there's one guy that has a gun and he has a short fuse, he'll be using it for sure. That's the problem I have with it.
Well, yeah, that's same with here. I mean, that's just self-discipline. If you don't have no self-discipline and you walk into the goddamn store with a pocket knife, but somebody piss you off and you just start stabbing every goddamn body, well.
Well, let me tune you guys up. You're right on target, Smelly, about that whole thing. I don't own a weapon. I've done 23 years of Korean-style karate, so I, you know, whatever, I'm good to go. If I want a weapon, I'll go to my neighbor, tease his dog till it barks, and when he comes out, I'll knock him out, take his wife and his dog and all his weapons, and I'm good to go, first off, if I want to go that way.
Korean karate? Isn't that just taekwondo?
No, well, I did 5 years of taekwondo, and then I went to Tang Sudo.
Yeah, Koreans got a whole slew of different martial arts that they practice, just like Chinese and Japanese. It's not just one set karate kid type shit.
I did straight out of high school and kept fit, and then after getting married and having kids, we did it as a family, and it was good.
Oh, wait, Tork. You're not the old man on the bus that whooped the black dude's ass for trying them. I gotta dig that YouTube up.
No.
You gonna crack the fuck up. This dude, now listen. Dude was on the bus. Old man was on the bus, minding his fucking business. Black dude in the back, you know what I'm saying? He came, I don't know what sparked it off. You know what I'm saying? White dude was looking in the back, you know what I'm saying? I guess he looked at the dude. Dude was like, what the fuck you looking at? You know, trying to be a hothead. And I guess because he thought he was younger, you know, the dude was probably in his, I'd say the dude was in his 30s. He might have been the oldest, 35. He might have been that. This guy was at least 50, and I would say at least 60. I mean, good help. You know what I'm saying? Dude stood up, and dude was like, God damn, like 6'5" or something. This dude, the black dude, was like 5'2". The dude walked up into the old man's face and started popping shit. And the old man was like, you know, back up off me, man. You know what I'm saying? Give me some space. It's like, fuck that. I'll beat your ass. You know, I'll fuck you up. Next thing you know, he was like, I'll. And he raised his hand at the old man, and the old man just stood up. Pop, 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 pop. I mean, hit him 2 times. The dude fell on the ground. Blood is instantly dripping. And while you're on the ground, the man hit him with like 2 more pieces, like pop, 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 and then got off the bus. And he was like, man, yeah, because you don't know what people's background is. You can never underestimate a person. Believe that.
And never,
the
never,
biggest motherfuckers
never,
will fall.
Never mistake kindness for weakness.
Yeah, there you go. And a lot of people have done that with Smell.
But to your point, Smelly, when you're saying not carrying weapons and you're going to use your intelligence, you're right on. You're like right in my hero zone. You're like the perfect neighbor for me, friend, everything, the way you're thinking. Because if you want to go, all these gun-toting people at nighttime on BTR, you know, I got 50 AKs and I'm going to do this and I can't wait for revolution. Yeah, right. Well, what happens when you have 2 of my boys that just got out of the Army who have like 15-15 vision, who can see like 2 miles without any assist of goggles? They're 6'3 and 6'4. They are in perfect physical condition. They can run for hours without fatiguing. And if you're on the bad side of them and they're carrying United States supplied weapons, you're a dead man, me included, because I can't outrun them. You know, I've created machines like they did on Rocky, that Russian guy. And you got a whole bunch of these young bucks that are in the U.S. Army that are over there fighting every day. If they're going to wage any kind of militia war, ain't no way you got some old dude breaking his 45 out of a refrigerator saying, I'm going to defend my block. Because they're going to come down on with Humvees, with microwave systems that will just absolutely make you feel like your whole skin is on fire.
Yep. I've seen, and they had that on the History Channel, the goddamn big-ass ray gun. It ain't nothing but a big-ass fucking dish, look like a big-ass satellite dish, mounted on the back of a Humvee. So when you stupid motherfuckers get out of hand, they're going to roll these goddamn trucks, set up a perimeter, you ain't going to be able to run in front of the trucks. You ain't going to be able to shoot.
Nope.
Because as soon as they cut them shits on, they already showed that shit's going to penetrate whatever. It's going to penetrate buildings, what the fuck ever. And the only thing you bitch is going to do is either get down or lay down.
That's right. Nothing will stop it. It'll go right. It's microwave. It's almost nano beam. It's their frequency is so high. I think that they're up to 60 megahertz. And that is that's like 15, 20 times higher than a microwave oven. And they can cross them beams and lay an invisible fence. Like you say, Smelly, you're right on target. 1 mile, block square, 15 miles, you ain't going to jump the fence because you can't see it.
You can't see it. It ain't no fence. They can set up 4 trucks and control 1 million people with 4 fucking trucks.
Amen.
Anytime you get out of hand, they cut one of them trucks on one side, will push all you bitches, and I mean you motherfuckers will make your buddy happy, so they say in the military. Make your buddy happy. You know what I'm saying? And your ass will then be up your homie's ass crack trying to get away from that fucking beam. You know, but when the shit hits the fan, man, I don't know. I don't think I'm gonna be. I honestly don't think I'm gonna be in the next 2 years. I mean, I don't believe I'm gonna be in the United States only because I want to travel. You know, it's not that I know the shit gonna hit the fan. It's the fact that I want to be outside the box looking in, so I can know how to motherfucking better govern myself.
Oh, I don't blame you. I have a problem because I got a lot of family here now, and I got two homes, thank God. I still have two left from working really hard. I'm really glad I still have a lot of things in my life. But what am I going to do with them? Once I sell everything, I'm only going to get 6 cents on a, or 60 cents on a buck right now. Or, you know, I'm only going to get half of what anything's worth if I dump everything. And then where the hell do I go? You know, I still got mom to take care of.
Well, what the hell happens if you do all that and nothing happens?
Nothing happens. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That's the biggest problem, man. The biggest enemy is fear. Man. Biggest enemy to a human being is fear. If all I got to do is put an image in front of you and it makes you, and it sparks fear, I got you. You got motherfuckers just like, you know, when you watch Monk. You know what I'm saying? If you ever watch Monk, and then he got his brother who's scared of coming out the house because of something tragic happened to him as a child. You know what I'm saying? And now he ain't been out the house in 20 years because he got this phobia. You know what I'm saying? Phobia. He has a fear. You know what I'm saying? If I put a snake out outside your house, you can have 10,000 guns. But if you're so afraid of the fucking snake and it's blocking off of your thinking, that damn, all I got to do is go get a gun and shoot this bitch and I can go on about my business. You let the fear take over you. You let the fear keep you. You know, people can have mock trucks that don't even work. But they use one truck and show you how this bitch works to instill that initial fear in you so you won't try this shit. People, this shit has been going on since the breaking of a slave.
Oh, man.
This has been going on.
Look at the whole Cold War, Smelly. Look at all that bullshit.
There's been going on, people. I mean, if you don't know what the Willie Lynch letter 1712 is, I encourage everybody to fucking read it. Because it's not a black or white issue. This is a human issue. And if you're a human being living on this motherfucking planet, you are subject to getting your motherfucking brain twisted.
Yeah.
Whether it's going to be by the media, by the radio, not this type of radio, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that program, media radio, War of the Worlds type bullshit, you got to, oh, man, I couldn't imagine being in the 50s listening to that type of shit on the radio. That's like a motherfucker telling you, the sky is falling. And you the type of motherfucker that'll run out there and look to see if the goddamn sky is falling. But that is the power of media.
I was there, and they used to pull that shit all the time, and they would have it on TV. They'd have these little mini commercials, all black and white shit, because we didn't have color coming in, and they would show atomic bombs going off, just like mini testing, like a 15-minute short reel. It would have no real intro, no real exit. It wasn't advertising. It was just showing you how messed up things are, and look at all this power. And then they'd go on to like the Milton Berle show or something really retarded, and you would be there drooling.
Milton Berle.
He
don't help with all his fucking stories, you know what I'm saying? When he come on and shit, all his gory ass stories and shit, that didn't help. Back in the days, this was what I'm saying though. That was just a pre-training for the shit that we into now. You know what I'm saying? Now horror movies and shit are accepted as being cool. But damn, when they tell you that 95% of the movie that you're watching has truth to it, and you still go to the movies to watch The Destruction of America, filming now, live, in 3D.
Yeah.
And it's a motherfucking movie theater packed with people. Something is wrong. Something is psychologically wrong with that.
Well, I woke up this morning so damn angry that not only some of my life, but most of my life has been living in a subliminal fear of nothing. All the happy extra little good times have your buddies, you know, hanging out, watching soccer, just hanging out, cracking.
Travel.
Yeah, in the back of your head. Yeah.
This is what I love about the radio show, though. You know what I'm saying? Because we got these different generations, man. So we can get a taste of the past, present, and the future all at once. You know what I'm saying? To know from whence we came, and you'll know where the fuck you're headed. If you know where you came from, you're going to know where you're headed. You know what I'm saying? Because the history just repeats itself. So if they was pulling that fear-mongering shit back in the fucking 50s, what the hell you think they're going to do 50 years later? Pull the same bullshit. But now we got technology, you know what I'm saying, to make it look better. Make it look more user-friendly. You know? But in my neighborhood, when this so-called recession done hit so far, I don't know when the bitch started or when it ended. You know what I'm saying? Because we ain't never had shit. You know what I'm saying? And what we had and what we have is just our own, you know, just self-love for another person in the neighborhood. Which I guess poverty, you know what I'm saying, brings that out of a person. Poverty brings out, you know, kindness. You know, poverty brings out an equalness amongst people. Well, as soon as you give a person a buck, and they think they got, oh, I can go out and buy a cheeseburger and you can't, that's when it starts, you know what I'm saying, shit starts hitting the fan. Because people think they're better than somebody else. When we all just a person. You know what I'm saying? I might be able to do the radio better than you, but hell, you can kick my ass. So who's better? Yeah, when the war hits, is this fucking radio going to be any good? Hell no, I ain't going to be sitting up here reporting shit like a goddamn reporter. I'm going to be out. You know what I'm saying? Trying to make some moves, you know what I'm saying, to preserve life. You know, whoever life it is. I don't have kids, you know what I'm saying? I got two girls that call me daddy, but they're not my kids, you know what I'm saying? So those are the kids that I'm looking out for. You know, the kids in my neighborhood are the kids I'm looking out for. You know, your neighbor's kids are the kids I'm looking out for. You know what I'm saying? Because in the end, we're going to get back to that motherfucking, it takes a village to raise a child. We're going to get back to that. You know, we that's where we started at. From whence you start, from whence you came, you're going to go back to it. You know, because we're at the end already. We're at the end. We can't even get ahead of technology because we're there. We're done. We done created every fucking thing we can. But there's no commercial market to be able to use the shit. We got a million things out there. We can be in flying cars right now. There's not a commercial market in order to make money off of it to make it a practical use. You got solar batteries out there right now that all you can run your whole fucking house off a solar pad. Are they pushing that? Hell no, because you got TECO, Tampa Electric, that's got to get paid. So if you start using solar power, if you start using just the natural shit from the earth, what is that going to do? That's going to shut down that little structure right there. And they lose the control. They have control right now when they come and shut your power off at the house. That's control factor. What does that do? That also affects you emotionally. Physically, a lot of people shut themselves down if they ain't got no fucking electricity. I've grown up without electricity. Straight fucking candles and a match.
Yeah.
And I thank the Lord for that survival because some people cannot survive. When the fucking dollar does hit the fan, which is why I keep telling everybody, and I've been saying that for I don't know how long, is to save up your fucking pennies, save your dimes, nickels, and quarters. Fuck that damn paper dollar. Because this is it has an end of circulation on it. Because in the end, if that dollar goes around the world, what happens in the end? It gets burnt up. They burn the old cash. They don't keep it in recirculation. They burn it. So what does that mean about the value of it? There is no value. They don't burn down the coins, though. You know what I'm saying? Copper. You see how they fool you so hard? You walking around really with millions of dollars in your pocket, but they have it broke down to the point where you don't readily identify with it. You got copper in your pocket. You got silver in your pocket. You got zinc. You got all these oxides that are worth money separate in your pocket. You walking around with thousands of dollars. Because if you took a copper penny, say you took, you go into your closet. You remember you had the 5-gallon drum of pennies that you just casually collected and shit. But then took that to a recycling place or some place that has a smelt, and tell them you want all these. You can't legally do this, people, because that's called destruction of government property or some bullshit like that. But I'm just saying hypothetically, you can take that damn motherfucking shit to a smelt, melt it down into a big ass copper ball, or you can make you copper bars, pure copper bars. And I mean at least over a 50-cent piece thick around, and at least, 5-6 inches long. How much is that worth?
Well, I don't know. 20, I guess.
When you look at the market for copper versus taking a 5-gallon drum of pennies, you know what I'm saying? Because people see the value, oh, those are just pennies, versus taking 30, 40 bars of pure copper.
Oh, that's a good idea, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You see the value of it, though. This is what I'm saying, the value, even with a quarter. You can melt a quarter down, and the properties are going to disperse. You're going to have copper over here. You're going to have a zinc in the middle. You're going to have a cadmium or whatever the hell else is in it. All that separates, just like oil and water. They do not mix.
No.
They separate. That's why they separate it in the actual quarter. When you look at a quarter, it's not all funny colors. It's got the silver shit on top, the zinc and cadmium on top, or the zinc on top, cadmium in the middle, copper on the bottom, and then you got your little zinc again to cover it all up.
Oh, yeah.
To keep the strength.
You know what I'm saying?
Copper is strong. That's the only reason they use copper, for the strength of it. You know what I'm saying? You can't just bend it like you can do aluminum and a lot of other, oxides and stuff like that.
Oh, I got a whole machine shop. You can do a lot with copper. To wrap up the fear thing, you were right with the World Wars. Then it went into the Korean conflict. They tried to scare that up where the Chinese are coming, but that didn't. It didn't happen. China laid low. And they got into the Cold War, which, the Russian has a bigger bomb, and they kept that going real good. That was a good one. That one got stronger and stronger, and it's all about fear and control.
Yeah.
Vietnam, they tried to make that more fearful, but we kept that evened up. Then this lady, Carol Rosen, that I put the link in the room, was Wernher von Braun, the German scientist from Peenemünde from World War II that made the V-2 rocket. When he came over here, his job was to start helping NASA and all this, and then he finally got a job with Fairchild Industries. His secretary was Carol Rosen, an ex-school teacher. He kept telling her over and over again, she said, and the link's in your room, Carol, it was the Cold War, World War II, Cold War. Next is going to be terrorism, then asteroids, then the UFO card is going to be the final fear factor for those in power to keep us little serfs and slaves, down to a minimum for their own gig. And he said none of them are real. It's all bullshit. And that's the head of NASA. So, yeah.
That's the who's who, people.
That's it.
Copper pipes, copper necks, railroads, Reading a couple of things. Hey, and this has been going on, man. This has been going on since War of the Worlds, people. Since War of the Worlds. Since, well, I ain't going to say that, since they've had the ability to put false images into your head. Put it that way. Because before the boob tube and radio, you know what I'm saying, we had family values. You don't even, you ain't never heard of that in 2010. Ask a child what family values is. Yeah. Ask a child what that is. Why is it when Thanksgiving time comes around, there's nothing on TV that even symbolizes what the fuck Thanksgiving is about?
Got that right.
It's fictitious. When you look back in history and you see how the motherfucking, whatever you want to call them, conquistadors or whatever the fuck you want to call them, conquerors, you know what I'm saying, first came over here. The picture that it depicts is the Indians on one side bowed down with food, you know, offering food as you know, a peace offering. And then, you know what I'm saying, you got the conquerors over here, Christopher Columbus or whoever the fuck it was, you know what I'm saying, who run their punk ass over here with the bullshit. And you got the first dude that's standing in front of them, he's the mediator. He's the peace talker. He's going to come and try to smooth everything over. Okay, and once we can get you smoothed over and woo you, like, oh, we love you, man. Thank you for all the corn you done showed us and everything. Hey, check this out. Hey, priest, get your ass over here. Hey, what's up? What you need? All right, man, go ahead and kick this religious shit to him, man. You know what I'm saying? Make it sound good to him. You know what I'm saying? Make it, you know, sound like one of them spirits or something that they be praying to. I don't know. Call them something, dog. No, that don't sound right. God. Yeah, there you go. Okay, go ahead. Sending his ass in there. Now you got the false preacher in there. You got the false prophet. Okay, now he comes in here. I want to teach you about a great being that put us all here. Now, problem with the Indians, they worship to the deities and their own gods and everything. So that was too hard to convince them to believe in one motherfucker. When we pray to the bull, we pray to the cow, we pray to the horses, we pray to the everything, all animals of the earth. But then you coming along and trying to give us this depiction of a white man in the name of religion. And they didn't accept that. So what did you have behind the preacher? Now you had the fucking soldier with his sword. Because if all else fails, they're just going to come in this bitch and take it. And that's what the fuck they did. And that's how we in this shit that we in right now. And that picture that I just described is the exact same picture that is hanging up in the Tampa Police Department, downtown Tampa, along with other fake-ass, punk-ass murals with gay-ass Zeus and all these other fuck-ass paganistic things, you know what I'm saying, people that they have, that they worship to. All this shit is in the police department. I got this shit on video. Because when I went and picked up my camera and shit, you know, everybody knows the incident, you know, behind me videotaping the police and getting arrested and shit for videotaping the police legally. Yeah.
Yeah.
And went to go get my motherfucking shit. So while I'm sitting up in there, that's why I'm blue, because I'm looking up and I see the future. I can see the past and the future and the present all on the wall.
Yeah.
And people just believe that they will blatantly put it out there in your face. What is the best way to do a crime? Do it right in front of the damn police department.
Right.
Because the police ain't there. They're out. They should be out working. That's the best place. Do it right. The best time to do a crime is to do it under the person's nose. They know, but they don't want to know. So they're going to ignore, act like it didn't happen. Oh, nah, he wouldn't try me like that. Okay, you don't think I'm trying to like that. I'm going to keep on motherfucking selling these goddamn pounds and pounds and pounds of motherfucking dope. You know what I'm saying? Until you finally just wake up and say, damn, this motherfucker was actually selling dope right across the street from the police department. Yeah. Yeah. And that is real. That is definitely real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is.
That's my
all right, people.
You're right. You're right on target. You back it up with my way or the highway, and then they go, well, the hell with you, and then you go, all right, boys, go get him.
And just murder, man. I mean, murder is big business. Shit. Murder is big business, man. Murder is the only way, you know, if you kill 10 people,
You know what I'm saying? You can control at least 100,000.
You know what the damn shame of it is? That the first time in our history at all that I've ever heard about, we have the ability to break the back of all the nasty shit. I mean, race and creed and color is like low on my list. Let's dump that shit.
Yeah, right, yeah. Well, that's the only thing we got right now. That's the only thing that keeps America down right now.
Yeah, it
is that fucking color barrier. That is it. Nothing else. It ain't got nothing to do with rich or poor. None of that shit. Because that's been leveled out, you know what I'm saying, thanks to the higher-ups who done scared the so-called rich. Because the poor people still been poor. We ain't give a fuck when the recession so-called hit. We already broke. How you take broke from broke? Shit,
well,
we can't even do nothing but get better.
That's right. You can't get right. And it's the first time with genetics, we're much further along than we claim. Protection with our weapons could be used for us against whatever. We have it all. If you're sick, you can get better. If you're hungry, you get fed. If you're cold, we can shelter you. Easy, no big deal. But boy, we are headed we're running from Easy Street and making it harder and harder. And man, is that
You ever heard of the High IQ Society?
Yeah.
The High IQ Society.
The High IQ Society. Let me put y'all up on this here, because everybody is still under this veil of the Bandenberg and Rothschild. These people are idiots. The world is not run by idiots. The world is ran off of motherfuckers who think that they're smart, which makes them idiots.
Yeah.
You get too many motherfuckers dumb, the smart people together, what you got? A bunch of motherfuckers who think they know something. You got a bunch of dumb people together, what you got? Hell, you got a good plan. You know what I'm saying? Because shit, we going to come up with something. Because we going to motherfucking, you know, we going to have an opening ear. But damn, that do sound like it can work. But if you're already in the know, or I built that. I was the one that built that. So you telling me I can't improve the wingspan on the motherfucker, though? Nah, I've already went through all the schematics and plans and it's perfect. Because you're one of them high IQ motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? You can't come back now. The High IQ Society is an organization that limits its membership to people who are within a certain high percentile of intelligence quoted test results. You know, IQ tests. The oldest, largest, and most well-known such society is Mensa International.
Yeah, Mensa.
Yeah, that's the Umbrella Corporation. You got to understand Umbrella, people, when you start thinking about shit. You know what I'm saying? It might be Umbrella, but what the fuck is underneath the Umbrella is what you need to be concerned about, which was funded by Roland Barrel and Dr. Lancelot Ware in 1946. So we're well over 50 years, you know what I'm saying, of these motherfuckers having a chance to manipulate shit. If you get 10 motherfucking people around that all, you know, we all share the same, you know, let's manipulate the earth. You know what I'm saying? And you get all these people in the room, yeah, you can get into what we're into right now. You know what I'm saying? A fucked up and manipulated earth. All ran by our high IQ. High IQ societies typically accept a variety of standardized intelligence tests. The ceiling of most standardized, validated, and normal intelligence tests is at around the 99.9th percentile. How the fuck do you get into that? Yeah. Measurements above this level need, for a credible result, a calculation, extrapolation, and interpretation, including observations during the test and subtests by psychometricians, experience in high IQ testing, and at least two differently designed standardized tests. Among these, at least one supervised should be performed. Measurements above the 99 point blah 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 blah
are dubious as there are insufficient normative cases upon which to base a statistically blah, 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 blah. In 2010, the United States population, normal expectation for the number of persons with IQ over 175 is about 90.
All righty. Those are the people that should be making up the laws and the rules and shit?
That is the people.
Because
your top
5%.
Those
people aren't really in touch with the normal average working class guy.
Exactly. 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 And this is why you have the problem.
Back that up. My sister is a biochemical engineer. She is the youngest. She was the youngest graduate in Drexel University at the age of 23 years old with a PhD. She missed 12 days of school, including her college, from first grade.
Damn.
Six of them were for vacation and funerals. Okay. Needless to say, we have a breakdown. On her dissertation for her thesis, she worked at the Franklin Institute for specialized fuels for the new vehicle called the Space Shuttle to make fuels from hydrazine from plant life. Very, very bright girl. You could ask her anything she's ever read anywhere, and she will not only tell you the book, but she will tell you approximately where it is in the book and possibly the page number or numbers without any hesitation and without any stress. So, but if you talk to her one-on-one and you go, well, what do you think of the politics? She'll go, yeah, you know, Bush is great. Or McCain, I wish McCain got in. And you go, what the fuck are you talking about? There's some disconnect. When you get that smart, something, and she's a weird, my dad, God bless him, real, he was a bricklayer and real down-to-earth guy, but, you know, when my sister we're talking about gets that smart, you lose touch with the people on the street because she never went hungry, and her base income, I don't even want to talk about. It's way above what we'll ever make.
Mm-hmm.
So she don't know what it's like to live in a cardboard box or to sleep in your car.
There are actually intelligent people, not 175 and up, I'm talking about 140, 150, that don't pursue that and lead an average normal day life. I've got a friend, I don't score bad on an IQ test, I don't remember what score, but I don't score bad. But he scored really good. I was looking at him and I said, whoa, he works in a factory, for God's sake.
Yeah. Well, but now, at the same time, you don't know where he's been at with that intelligence, though. And that intelligence is a scary fucking thing now, I mean, because people want you for what you know.
Sometimes
they will take it.
All my life, so.
And they will take it. You better ask German scientists and scientists period. Shit, since the beginning of the time, you know what I'm saying? They weren't paid for their knowledge. Their ass was taken and stole and made to do what the fuck we want you to do for your knowledge. You know, and that's how we got a lot of technological advances and shit. It wasn't just because, you know, business was paid to, you know what I'm saying, do that shit and make the world a better place. Hell no. You know, a lot of people were stolen for other other thinking, other plans. They had other plans in mind. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
so,
next to intelligence, you also need some talent. Because that guy I was referring to, he went to a technical school that teaches you about electricity and circuits and all that shit. And he wasn't really interested in that, so he didn't
he
even
needs
finish
common sense.
That. He didn't.
Yeah, he
finish.
Needs common sense. That's what that
but,
is. It's called common sense. He don't have common sense. See, this is what you said. When I was in the military, we had this dude named Forrest Blair. Okay? Dude, you know something was wrong with him, though. We really didn't even know why the fuck his parents would allow him to get in. He was clearly autistic or something. He had, you know, but he can read a book. You can open up a book on guns. And I mean, that motherfucker can take about 5 minutes, and he can tell you everything about the gun. History on it, this, that, when it came down to us actually breaking the gun down and putting the gun back together, he didn't even know how to take the cartridge out. He didn't know what the gun shields on the side was. You feel me? He didn't have no common sense. Book sense is one thing, but application is a whole nother. If you can't apply the knowledge that you've learned, what good is it? And that's, see what I'm saying? That's what I mean by common sense. You still have to have common sense. You can have all the fucking intelligence in the world. But if your daughter is still riding around paying gas at the gas pump and she was the inventor for, you know, natural fuels and she's not practicing that herself, that was just something cool that she discovered, but she's not practicing that. It's no benefit. You know about it. Why you ain't riding? Why you still going to the gas station and still buying shit at the gas station?
Let's say all the stupid people without an IQ under 150 would have been wiped off the planet, and all the intelligent people would be left. Do you think that they would be able to build a microwave or build an airplane, build something like that? They can make plans,
no, because
for it. They can't
that
make
was,
it.
That was everything that we have was built for a purpose. It was built for a need. Because at that time, it needed to be created because it wasn't created. Cotton gin. You know what I'm saying? We created the cotton gin because, bitch, we got tired of picking cotton with our fucking hands. So somebody, your older brother sat around and was like, God damn, I'm tired of all this shit. It's got to be a better way. Therefore, you get the cotton gin. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Shit, we need to get some, how the hell can we get some damn, you know, energy down here and shit? Dutch, thank you. You came up with the fucking windmill. Now we can, and from the windmill, what do you have now? Now you're even getting, you know, that from that, the idea of getting natural power from just putting up windmills, from getting wind turbines, you know what I'm saying, sucking the power out the wind, that's where we at right now. Do the Dutch get credit for it? No. Nowhere. Not around here.
Nowhere.
But, you know what I'm saying? It happened, though. And it was because it was a need. You know what I'm saying? When you don't have a need, you're not going to create anything. If you're full, why are you going to create, you know what I'm saying? No. If you always eat with your hands and that keeps you full, why are you going to sit around and create forks and spoons? You wouldn't think of it. It wouldn't dawn on you. There's no need. But let somebody, you know what I'm saying, get sick of something from continuously eating their hands. Like, oh, well, this ain't right. We keep getting sick because we're eating food with our hands, the same food that we're working with. We got to figure out something else. Okay, well, let's take this stick. Okay, now let's stick that in there. Now we're eating with a stick, just a simple stick, until somebody else comes along like, hey, man, the food keep dropping on side to side. Okay, well, let's take this leaf, tie this leaf around the damn stick. Now, put the food on top of that. Now you can eat, you know what I'm saying, more of the food at one time. You just made a goddamn little spoon.
Yeah, that's a good point. But
it's a need,
though.
Intelligent people don't have a need, man. They don't have. That's why they try to fuck us now. They feel they don't need us.
The intelligent people still need somebody that has skills with their hands to really make something. They can put it on paper, but they can't really make it themselves. That's the thing. They need somebody to make the electronics, to prepare the wood for the table, to do this, to do that, and they can't do that for themselves. That's the thing. They are smart. They can't work with their hands. They never practice that.
That's book smart shit. Yeah, because you know kids right now, we got kids to this day that, you know, ain't never played a physical sport. Don't know how to tie their goddamn shoes.
Yeah, they beat because
the family.
Yeah,
the nerds, what they walk around with all day? Either loafers or strap-on shoes. You don't see motherfuckers with shoestrings. Yeah, you know, pay attention to certain things when you start seeing people, man, the way they dress and the way they, you know what I'm saying, carry themselves. And it might be a reason because they don't know any better. So just because he motherfucking Bill Gates and he got $1 billion, this son of a bitch don't know how to tie his shoes. But his kids do.
Because he's not bringing them up on all that fucking technology shit. Can you even believe that? Bill Gates, is all his kids, he took cell phones from them. They weren't allowed to have cell phones. You know what I'm saying? He took all technology out of the fucking house. This is the technology guru. Why you wouldn't want to expose your kids to all the technology that you're responsible for creating? Apparently something ain't right about it. Apparently it's doing something that you know what it's doing, but you don't want to expose your people to. Because why, you know what I'm saying, why you wouldn't hear Bill Gates' kids in the headlines, oh, Bill Gates' son has the world's first supercomputer. You give him that shit, you know what I'm saying? Now he's the one responsible for fucking up the economy and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You don't want that, you know what I'm saying? He got it, though. You build everything. So how you telling me your kids don't have the best? I mean the best. But when it comes to a layman, like myself, you know what I'm saying? If I came into money, but in my backyard, I have every fucking thing. You think it's Neverland. You know what I'm saying? Basketball court, fucking bowling alleys. You know what I'm saying? Croquet and badminton court. You know what I'm saying? Well, you motherfuckers want to goddamn whatever. They keep that physical, you know what I'm saying, going. Nerds is not strong. You know what I'm saying? They're strong-minded, but they're weak physically. So, damn, if I need you to lift a goddamn 55-pound bag, you know what I'm saying, to save the world, all you got to do is lift this 55-pound bag and throw it onto the bomb, and that'll save the fucking world. There'll be some dead motherfuckers, man. If you leave it up to high IQ people, we'd be some dead motherfuckers. You know, they worrying about the robot that should have come out the wall and shit, you know what I'm saying, to pick up the bag for them. Bitch, we in the desert. There ain't no fucking robots out here. Pick the goddamn bag up. You know, motherfuckers is dependent on technology and their so-called advancements that they done made, which ain't advanced at all. This is the same old shit, just regurgitated and it's new and improved. 20 years ago, and I broke this down to my homeboys last night. I said, man, I was in Germany in 98 to 99. You know what I'm saying? It's over 10 years ago. Ten years before that, they had, I would say 10 years before that, they had iPods. They had MP3 players. You know what I'm saying? We just got out the fucking, our tapes just ended. We just stopped listening to cassette tapes in 1995. 1996, the compact disc players, CDs, went commercial, and we was able to purchase them at a reasonable price, even though they were still $50, $30, $40, $50, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, us in the hood, unless a motherfucker was stealing the bitch, we wasn't privileged to it, no. So, technically, until 98, 99, you know what I'm saying, when you know, CD players and everything could start getting commercialized, you know, motherfuckers already own that shit. I mean, on iPods, MP3s, and I'm in the military, so I know what I'm looking at, but then, I'm thinking, you know, fuck, the rest of the world is on this shit, too. Until I came home to find out that motherfuckers are still listening to tapes. Motherfuckers still listening to vinyl records, and motherfuckers still is on some CDs, scratched-up-ass CDs. Is you fucking serious?
Yeah.
And we have been past this technology for 20 years, but now ask any person that travels, you know what I'm saying? And they'll tell you that Germany is 20 years behind the United States. Or ask a historian, and they will tell you that Germany is 20 years behind the United States. Yes, they are. In fashion. Because they don't give a fuck about fashion. They give a fuck about technology and technological advances to keep their goddamn society running smooth. While we running around here worrying about, you know, Lil Joy having some goddamn Timbos on and a fucking Tommy Hilfiger. And going out and spending $400 on a goddamn pair of Jordans so you can wear them one day, go to the club, get them scuffed up, and throw them in the goddamn closet. But not even think that, damn, you just wasted $400 fucking dollars
And then next week you crying broke. And you can't sell the fucking shoes, can't pawn them, can't do nothing with the motherfuckers. You got a $400 pair of bullshits that was made in China, if you look at the goddamn tag, for $2 a fucking piece.
Amen. Was that the most popular Nike shoe in the U.S., the Nike Air Jordan?
Yeah, at one time it still is. Bitches still pay $200-$300 for a pair. If Jordan ain't played the game in 10 years,
how the hell are you still getting paid
off a fucking shoe?
We have the same thing, but with Nike Air Max. That's the most popular Nike shoe over there.
Nike Air Max, you know what I'm saying? It's an expensive ass shoe that don't do nothing. You put them bitches on, do you drop two more feet higher?
No, but I must
do
say.
Do you run 5-10 miles an hour faster?
No, but they are.
Do you slide? Do you slide? Do you dance better? What the fuck do you do? What has been improved by putting some goddamn shoes on? Besides the ability of not cutting your feet on the ground. That's it.
they're comfortable, and I know the sizes, so I can just go to the store, pick the size that I have.
I can get you some Isotoners if you're looking for comfortability. I can go down to the little John Knox Village with the old folks and get you some goddamn Easy Walkers. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't really caring about, you know, and I can write Nike on the side of them if you want some Nikes, and Max on the other side if you want some Nike Max. Now, you going to take them for Nike Air Jordan Nike Max? Some people would.
Well, I got more pair of shoes, and there's one expensive. I use that for running and stuff like that. And right now I'm wearing $10 shoes.
Man, when I turned 30, I went to Payless, and I went for broke. Give me all the goddamn $5 shoes you can fucking find. Buster Brown, I don't give a shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because when you come into your grown man, and you start worrying about the material bullshit of the world, then you're coming to loving you. Because if you're worrying about walking outside and everybody got a white T-shirts on, you come out with a black T-shirt on. Well, if you're worrying about being like them, then yeah, you're gonna be living their life. You ain't living your life. You know what I'm saying? We all individuals in this world, in here for an individual purpose, not for everybody to be on the right and not for everybody to be on the left. You know, everybody's supposed to be whatever direction you want to fucking go. And that's how we all getting along. Because if you all had, it's three of us right now that are kind of thinking on the same board. You know what I'm saying? Thinking on the same board.
I'll give you a reason why I buy more expensive shoes for running and stuff like that. I used to go running on cheap shoes, but they went broke, all tore up in like 3 months, and the Nikes I bought years and years ago, I still have. It's 4 years ago, and it's still running them.
Well, I mean, I ain't taking nothing from a nice pair of shoes. You know what I'm saying? I ain't taking nothing from the price of them. Only thing I'm saying is if you got 10 pair of fucking Jordans, or if you got 10 pair of these motherfuckers in your or 30 pair like stupid motherfuckers in the hood do. You know what I'm saying? But damn, their lights ain't even on in the house. They can't even pay the rent. You know what I'm saying? The refrigerator's fucking empty. You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm saying. You ain't got a car. You ain't got a bicycle. You ain't got a skateboard. You ain't got a pair of skates to get your ass around on.
I got a neat story for you. I got a neat story for you guys. In 1989, a buddy of mine, I fly radio control planes with you. Meet all kinds out there in the field, from doctors to a teenager. Anyway, this guy was high up in a big corporation. I don't want to name it, just doesn't matter. But he went around checking out the different places that they sold their product at for fraud, for the manager stealing from their own company, and he was way up in the company. So we got to be friendly through our hobby, you know, through our airplanes and shit, and we hang out a lot together. And he goes, "Hey, did you ever see these new digital cameras?" This is 1989. Well, I didn't even really know what the word digital was all about. I knew a little bit about it because of the equipment that we flew in airplanes. I said, "No." Well, he brought down from upstairs, I think it was a Sony, But it was a CD driven camera. And he said, you take pictures. You know, I'm looking at this thing like it just dropped out of the sky. And he took some pictures, you know, real quick, and he showed them to me, and I'm looking, I'm there, where's the effing film? You know, what's going on? Because I could have 500 and some photographs on this disc.
We had digital cameras 10 years ago, in 1998. I worked at a web design company, and there was a photographer in the same building. So they also had digital cameras, but it was the first for me too.
No,
yeah, he's talking about
89,
though.
This is 89. This is 10 years before then.
10 years before that. And, hell, digital cameras just boomed when? In the late 90s?
Yeah, I didn't see that same type of camera till Sony Mavica came out in, like you say, the late 90s. And it was a different configuration, but it worked the same. And but you're right, Smelly. You know, we're way behind technology here. Way behind technology.
Yeah, way behind. I mean, motherfuckers. This is what I've been telling you know, and I almost got arrested for saying this. I said, "How are you?" Because the police was on my property one day, and kids was fighting after school and shit. So I'm standing out there with my camera and shit. Motherfuckers all see me with my camera because they know I'm on it. I stay on it. With the camera, you know what I'm saying? Everybody like, oh shit, Smell got the camera out. Smell got. I said, man, fuck that. What the fuck is y'all cameras at? I said, this is the goddamn problem that this shit keep going down because everybody in the motherfucking hood should have a goddamn camera. You know, we're in 2010. If you ain't even got your. Motherfuckers ain't got the cell phones out. You know what I'm saying? With the camera on, you know, to even record the shit. Because if the police out here about to taser the kids and shit. Straight up. I mean, they finna taser, you know, little fucking junior high kids. They're ignorant down here. These motherfuckers is ignorant. They done did it. They done shot a 10-year-old, a 12-year-old, and an old lady, a 67-year-old lady. So, come on now.
Well, they can't buy a
shot
camera,
a handicapped man in a wheelchair. How you do that? How you taser a motherfucker in a wheelchair? But this, I'm just saying, this type of shit don't hit y'all news, you know what I'm saying? That ain't even reaching our local nutty news somehow. I don't know how that don't hit the media, you know what I'm saying? But that's just like, you know, nobody knew about the two inmates in wheelchairs that went into booking, you know what I'm saying, on camera, and these motherfuckers are telling him to get out the chair. The man is paralyzed from the waist down. You see this shit on camera. They push the man out the goddamn wheelchair. On the ground, boom, he smashed his face onto the ground. The man got no control of his body, period, from the waist down. Only thing he can do was try to shield himself. That man hit the ground, I mean, pow. They grabbed the man up, snatched the man up from his pants, threw his ass back down into the chair. I mean, just verbally abused him, and then really physically abused the man. And that happened twice in the same month. At the same jail. Shit, man. You gotta love what you know. We live in a crazy world, put it that way. You know what I'm saying? And the only power of this radio station is to show that, you know what I'm saying, we all from different areas, but we're all going through the same shit. You all might be living under different governments, but we're all going through the same shit. Because if you living under a dictatorship or something along that line, you know what I'm saying, what the hell are we doing right here in the United States? It's not 400 people that you go and see running for president. They put one pansy up there. One motherfucker that says, hey, I want to go ahead and I'll be the dictator of the country. That's what a fucking president, they just don't call him that. He's a dictator. He's dictating the shit. You know what I'm saying? He's the so-called all-powerful one. He's the big button pusher. He's the number one signer that don't know what the fuck he's signing. You know? He's that man. He's that dictator. Even in your country, you know what I'm saying? You might have the one dude that you feel that's fucking things up just because that's what they want you to do. They only want you to point fingers at one person. You know what I'm saying? But y'all got parliament.
or some other body of government that's making decisions. You know what I'm saying? Just like we got the House of Representatives, we got Congress, you know what I'm saying? We got the Senate, you know what I'm saying? We got the Supreme Court. All four of these motherfuckers got to make the decisions for the lives that we are currently living. It's not the president. But it's because that, you know, they done, you know, propaganda the shit up so much, it's to make to the point where we make it acceptable that, you know what I'm saying, the president is oh man, he's the shit. He gonna make it. Man, come on, man. Middle fingers to Obama. You know what I'm saying? And to everybody out there who thinks that he is the sole savior of America. America has been fucked up way before any president had anything to do with it. Because a body of people, including Mensa International and all these other little pansy-ass motherfuckers, are the ones that are pulling the strings and are trying to make their Never Never Land dreams come true. So all you doing, you living somebody else's fucking dream / nightmare.
We were down at a Phillies game a couple months back with the Cards, and there's a video of it here. A guy runs onto the field, and my wife said the guy ran out on the field and they tasered this son of a at a baseball game.
What?
Yeah, a fan ran out on the field during a baseball game. The cops came, the field police came, the baseball cops, went out into the outfield and threw tasers on this guy and dropped him in the outfield during a freaking baseball game.
But you let motherfuckers run across the field butt naked and all other shit during any other game. Yeah, that's fucked up. I'm watching it too. Damn, that's fucked up.
Yeah, it is.
But hey, this is the world we live. You know what I'm saying? This is why, you know, I don't condone people getting killed, people getting murdered, people anything. But if you don't stay in your lane, people, you will get crashed into. You will get crashed into. And I say that because this past weekend it was fucked up in Tampa. I hope my whole 4th of July, even if I wanted to celebrate, was fucked up. You know why? Because brother named Dante Morris down here, if anybody heard about him in the headline, he killed two sheriffs. Shot their ass point blank range with an AK-47 in the head, one shot apiece. Left their ass on the side of the motherfucking road doing a routine traffic stop that these motherfuckers down here just get all out of their fucking jurisdiction. You know what I'm saying? When you make a routine traffic stop, your job is to come up to the driver. Driver, can I have your license, registration, and insurance, please? Boom. Once you take that shit, you go back, and if she clean or he clean, you motherfucking going about your business. No, they don't do that here. See, they go into the violation. Oh, okay. Well, after they bring the license back and hand your information back, hey, can I get you guys' IDs, please? Why the fuck are you messing with the passengers?
Right.
Why are you concerning yourself with the passengers at all? Now, if she had a warrant or he had a warrant, okay, yeah. Now, everybody in this bitch is fucked up. Now, everybody in this bitch is going to get pulled up out of here, and IDs is going to get checked. But when she passed, that was it. They didn't do that. Now, they fucking with him in the back seat. Now, why are you fucking with somebody who ain't have nothing to do with nothing? And when this motherfucker did, when they tell his ass to get out, he hops out, yeah, he hops out with the AK. But they saw violation when and this is police procedure, people. When the officer comes up to your car, you got two officers. You got one officer at the driver's side, and you got another officer that stands at the back of the car on the passenger side just in case a bitch run out or do anything. That is his standard position. He ain't supposed to break that rank or anything. That's where he's supposed to be at. Why, when motherfucking help came, did they find these motherfucking officers, the short officer, but they both laid on top of each other? How in the hell did that happen? Why was you both at the damn, why was you both on the same side of the car? First of all, that was wrong. You was already out of procedure on that. So that means that you was clearly harassing either him or somebody in the car, which provoked that motherfucker to get up out that bitch with an AK-47, and when he didn't even shoot him on top, right by the car. He told them to back the fuck away, and they found them dead by their own police car on top of each other. And that's why the whole weekend has been fucked up. I mean, they went old school. They went old school slavery hunt style for this dude. They put 100, it got all the way out, it started at 50,000, it got all the way up to a $100,000 reward. And this man was not found for 3 days. Right here in Tampa. They cleared, I mean, they walked through the projects, you know what I'm saying, assisted living and all that kind of shit. They walked through 200, 300, 400 officers and cleared out homes. I mean, made people get out of their homes. And then went into their homes and searched for this one person now. Now, you see all the constitutional rights that just been broken here now. Illegal search and seizure and all this now because they never came through with a search warrant. They probable cause was because this motherfucker they looking for.
Yep.
How about all the way around the board, fourth day, this motherfucker turned himself in. Yeah, he turned himself in on July 3rd. Yeah, he turned himself in. All the news reports that they showed of these vigilante-ass officers, there was not one black officer during the entire search. Not one black officer during the entire search. Every news clip. Even at the funeral, the only thing you seen at the funeral was one brother, and he was on the goddamn firing squad that do the 21-gun salute. So we still, you know what I'm saying, we still had a real... So, yeah, I didn't have no, you know, even if I wanted to celebrate Independence Day, it was fucked up. You know what I'm saying? We couldn't even drive around because they had checkpoints set up only in the hood. They had checkpoints set up. You know what I'm saying? Every fucking block you went to, it was a police, a sheriff, a state trooper, a SWAT, FBI, goddamn Border Patrol. What the fuck is the Border Patrol doing in Tampa? Ain't no massacres where we stay at.
Yeah.
What the Border Patrol had to do with it?
You want to hear something else really smelly? Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda. Good old Albie, baby, right? How many Al-Qaeda members do you think there is?
How many members of the CIA is it? I'm going to stop it right there. How many CIA operatives are out there? And then I can answer your Al-Qaeda question.
Oh, I have no idea.
I'd have no idea. Your Al-Qaeda is CIA. Your CIA is Al-Qaeda.
Well,
They work for the U.S. government.
Here's the actual answer. Approximately 50 to 70 active members. We are fighting 50, mostly children, teenagers.
This is what I'm saying now.
With 130,000 troops.
Now, are we fighting them, though?
No, we're not fighting them. We're not fighting. We're fighting the amount of kids that would get together in a sixth-grade play.
We are occupying.
An entire country over to...
Because we are occupying. We are there for occupation. We are there to steal your shit. You didn't motherfucking want to give it to us when we did the peace treaties and all the other shit to tell you that, look, we got some shit here. We ain't going to tell you even what it is. Y'all motherfucker got gold underneath your city. But because we done flew our spy planes over and discovered this, you motherfuckers don't know that. But, hey, we want to come in and put an embassy in. You know what I'm saying? We want to put an embassy in to represent our country and your country.
Yep.
Strategically, where they going to put that embassy at? Right over top of the goddamn big gold mine. And suck your whole fucking country dry, man. Same shit with Africa and every other country alongside of it. And that's why they say that's the American way.
Hey,
the American way.
I need to get out of here.
Yeah, we all out of here, brother. This is it. You know what I'm saying? The show is El Ovoro, if that's the word.
What's planned for tomorrow?
What the hell? Thursday?
Yes, Thursday. Tone down Thursday.
I don't know, man. I don't know. To be or not to be Thursday. I don't know. That's the whole topic right there. To be or not to be. It's the question, goddammit. So I mean, really, man, when I read that Infinionaire, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's really what, that's how I feel about myself. You know what I'm saying?
I can give a fuck about cash. I know it's just as fictitious, you know what I'm saying, as just you telling me that I got $1 million by giving me a fucking credit card and saying, hey, there's $1 million on here. But then when I go to buy $1 million worth of groceries and the motherfucker's telling me, well, ain't nothing but a dollar on here. Well, who's the asshole here?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's all in your mentality. For real, that's real talk. I mean, and you got people right now that they live their daily lives based off a piece of plastic that they say has value on it, that has no value at all.
We got to
talk about it. You can't even barter. You can't barter,
time.
You can't trade. Yeah, it's tomorrow, man. We're going to run it back tomorrow, you know what I'm saying?
Because I really have to go. I see you all tomorrow. Have a great day. I'll speak to you later.
That's real.
Okay,
I'll be in next chat anyway. I'll be in next chat.
Oh.
See you
oh,
all
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Have
we'll
great
be over
day.
In the X chat. Videos on the X chat, you know what I'm saying? A little bit more conversations on the chat. Y'all check it out, man. And like, thank everybody, you know what I'm saying, for tuning in. The show's officially over. And we're about to get on up out of here. I'd like to thank Torque, Side 9, NettyNet, Florida UFO, and everybody else, you know what I'm saying, that hung out with us during the show. And I hope you learned something, you know what I'm saying? If you didn't, you already know what I'm doing.
Intruder alert. Intruder alert.
Oh, my bad. Wrong button. And we're about it, man. Let me see. I guess I'll go ahead and get out of here with some Rita Shelby. I ain't played no music all day. So we're going to get out of here with Rita Shelby and draw the line on some of this bullshit going on in the world. Weedless Weeds Day Wednesday with your host, Captain Smell So Good, international co-host, Sayonai from the Netherlands, man. We here each and every Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, respectively. And, yeah, that's how we do it. Peace out, people.
This is where I draw the line. This is where I change my mind. Though you say she's just a friend, she's been sleeping where I've been, acting like your next of kin. Though you keep me hanging on, same old story, same old song. Once again, I must remind, please review my exit sign. This is where I draw the line. This is where I close the door. Can't take your secret anymore. Too many calls are not returned, so some bridges must be burned. Some poor fools, they never learn. I bought a vowel, got a flu. Puzzle, and now we're through. Some other lifetime I'll be thine, but as for the present time, this is where I draw the line. I still believe love is good. Yes, I got down the same dead end. But thanks a lot for up all your time. I only called to drop a dime. This is where I draw the line.